Okay, praise the Lord. So I'm going to continue our series. What series we are in? All That Matters. Say with me, All That Matters. Those in community hall, MPH, and online, say with me, All That Matters. All right, praise the Lord. Now, so today will be the final installment of our series. I pray that this series, okay, has somehow helped you to understand what Jesus says about money. Our prayer is that you will grow, okay, to live a life of faith, stewardship, and generosity. Amen? All right, which means I want to ask that question. How many of you can say that this year that you have lived a life of faith? Stewardship. Generosity. Wow, I see thousands of hands. Praise the Lord. Okay, right now. So with that, what truly matters, okay, to you? Friends, we have talked about many of these, like money, possession, wealth, treasure. I believe any of these matters to each and every one of us. But by going through this series, somehow you know that when you see money, you see possession, you see wealth, you see treasure in a different perspective altogether. Amen? All right? Now, with saying so, what I'm trying to say is when you see that all different, hopefully that all those things will not hold you so tight, or you actually hold them so tight. Well, because Jesus is going to come back once again. Or when Jesus called you to serve Him, prayerfully, hopefully, those things don't hold you, or you hold them so tight that you couldn't let go, okay, in order, okay, to serve God. Can I have a good amen? All right, praise the Lord. Those who say amen loudest, they are coming nearer. All right, now, how many of you felt that you are blessed this year? Okay. Again, see so many hands. Also, in MPH Community Hall, I couldn't see you. I hope you raise your hand as well. But if I were to say, what if I tell you that, that is the last Wednesday we learned this word, what if. Okay, what if I tell you that there is a secret that you can be more blessed? Okay, want to know the secret, huh? All right, this is what we're going to review today. Now, what we're going to do today is a part four, the final installment, Jesus on Generosity. And we're going to look at Acts 20, verse 33 to 35. We're going to explore that. Amen? Okay, let's read. Acts chapter 30, verse 33 to 35 says, Paul is writing here, I coveted no one's silver, gold, or apparel. You yourself know that these hands minister to my necessities and to those who were with me. In all things I have shown you that by working hard in this way, we must help the weak and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how He Himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Shall we pray? Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, wherever we are, whether in different halls, in online. I ask, oh God, Lord, your word come, teach us, guide us, change, okay, the way we think, change our perspective, so that, oh God, Lord, with your promise and principle, okay, we can, okay, give you honor, give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Just to give you a little background, okay, when Paul was writing Acts 20, okay, the one way to look at Acts 20 is to look at Acts 20 itself, Acts 19, okay, Paul was in the midst of his third missionary journey. So if you were to read Acts 19 onwards 20, 21, you will see that Paul was already in his journey. I know it's not so clear, huh? Okay, maybe that one. Okay, which you will see that Paul was already in Macedonia. He's going to Achaia. Okay, with that journey that he's going, all right, because, okay, there was plot against him. So he was traveling from this way up. And then when he wants to return to Jerusalem, he was using the other way, okay, to go back. Which means from there, he passed through Philippi, Troas, Miletus, Malthus, Rhodes, Tyre, Miletus, where at this place, okay, the church of Ephesus, because of persecution was taking place, came, okay, to meet Paul at that town or that city called Malthus. All right, now, with that, he finished off his trip that goes through Rhodes and then right back, okay, to Caesarea, that he stayed there before return, okay, to Jerusalem. Now, why am I telling that? Because he's going around, meet all cities, places that he had planted church and go there to visit. You know, sometimes when we travel, we probably will have collected a lot of stuff coming back. You go with one bag or without any bag, you come back with 10 bags. I don't know. Do y'all do that? Or you carry a lot of bags and then you distribute to everyone, you come back nothing. I don't know, all right? But when you come to look at Paul in chapter 20, verse 3, almost the end of chapter 20, he says that I coveted no one's silver, gold, and apparel. Oh, that was Paul, all right? So with that, my question for all of us is, what does generosity means? Okay, or how to be generous, or how to be more blessed, okay, in the coming year, this year, and the rest of your life, all right? So I'm going to give you three thoughts. Number one, generous people focus on eternal things, okay? That is number one. Now, look at what Paul says just now, all right? In chapter 20, verse 33, that says, I coveted no one's silver, gold, and apparel. How many of us, somehow in our life, when we look at, wow, silver, gold, all right? You hear a lot of those stories, and apparel, branded, you know, things like that. Now, the word coveted in the Greek word is epitomio, which means to set the heart upon. So sometimes in life, right, I mean our daily life, when we look at certain things, wow, our mind, our heart, everything is set upon that one. You pass by the shop, Dorothy Perkins, Giordano. All right, as you go on, you saw that, you want to come back again, all right, to look at those branded goods, okay, that you wanted, okay, to buy, all right? So when Paul says that, it means that to set the heart upon, for him, when we look at silver, gold, and apparel, he has set his heart upon not to covet all those, all right? So in other words, generous people, okay, focus on eternal things and not temporal things. Now, when we look at that, right, do you know our God is so generous? You basically can ask God for anything. I don't know how many of us have prayed, God, I pray that I will have that handbag. I will have that ring like the lady has. Oh, Lord, I pray that I will have that bungalow. If possible, God, give me a Lamborghini. You know, in Malaysia, Lamborghini is called Lamborghini. You know what I discovered when I look at Lamborghini? Why we call it Lamborghini? Do you know the logo of Lamborghini or Lamborghini? Yes, Peter. Lambo, man. It's really the Lambo. You go and check out the Lamborghini logo is a bull, you know? It's a Lambo, okay? Really, Lamborghini. Friends, many times, you know, we are all human, we can become in that manner because of the mindset that we have. When we look at material things, when Paul says silver, gold, and apparel, of course, today we that is not a normal lingo of silver, gold, or apparel. Okay, we will have all those material things that we have talked about. So sometimes with that mindset that we have, because we probably think that we deserve it. I work so hard. The company should give me this and that. You know, some of the mindset we have that we deserve it. When we see that we deserve it, we start to covet, okay, many things, okay, material things in, okay, our life. Now look at Gehazi. Gehazi was a servant of Elijah. Okay, when Elijah chose not to receive, okay, the gift that General Naaman going to give, what happens? Gehazi said, you don't receive. So he went to chase General Naaman and ask, okay, for that. For because of greed, the Bible tells us that leprosy, okay, came upon Gehazi. The leprosy of Naaman came upon Gehazi. Why? Because of the greed that he has. So Paul says, I coveted no one's silver, gold, or apparel. So in other words, the key, okay, to not to covet is to forget self. Once you know that you're not first, then you're able to consider others. Right now, when I was very young, now it's young lah. That time is very young lah. Okay, right now. Okay, in my youth days, I hear messages. One of the messages that stick to me, okay, or stuck to me for a very long time. If you want to have joy for serving, sometimes you serve, right? Where people see you, people don't see you, people appreciate you, people don't appreciate you, people give you things, people don't give you things, and all those things right now. So my younger days, I've learned this principle very well. So if you want to serve, you must serve with joy. How? Which? Jesus first. when you always have this posture or mindset perspective, Jesus first. All right, whatever you do. Secondly, others. And then, you last. Not that you don't eat, not that you don't wear anything, all right? But you consider, let's do for Jesus first. You consider Jesus, then after others, and you. What do you see? Yes, you see J-O-Y. All right, yeah. Hope you have heard some of this before. Because the opposite is always true. If it is always about self, then there will always be a mental block. Whenever you comes to giving, when you comes about serving others, every aspect of your life, even your working place and all those. So people were able to see the values that you have when you consider others first. All right. So again, this is also not about you going to the other extreme, because I've also seen people who have gone to the other extreme when they think about serving, they think about Jesus, then they neglect their own family. That is also not God's will. All right, understand, huh? All right, now, Colossians 3, verse 1 and 2 says, if then you have raised, hallelujah, okay, if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. So in other words, generous people focus on eternal things and not on temporal things. So with this word, he says, set your mind, epitomio. Can you see that? Paul said, how do you set your mind? Once you set it well, it will run well as well. All right, now, Paul continues saying in verse 34, that says, you yourself know that these hands minister to my necessities and those who were with me. So what Paul is saying, his own hands that he has used that to minister and the own hands that he has worked, all right, to meet his necessity and all those who are with him. All right, that leads me to second point, that is, generous people are motivated to help others. These are some of the things that you can also assess, okay, your life. When you see yourself helping others, let that be, okay, your motivation. Now, can you see that Paul, or aren't you agree that Paul worked very hard? Bible recorded that, okay, you read Acts 18, that Paul stated that he was a tent maker. He has a business that he runs, tent maker. Some recorded that Paul probably have a leather factory because he need to have supply for making the tent. Right? So some of you are running a certain business, but probably in order to make your business worth or profitable, you have another company that of your own that supply instead of getting from others, right? So, all business strategy, you can refer to all businesswomen, businessmen over here, all right? So now, working hard enable Paul to help those who are weak or those who are in need. So in that sense, when you remember about Paul being a time maker, he continued to run his business, and I do not know how he runs the business. I think he is a very hardworking person, doing all the ministry, reaching out, preaching. And yet his work continue to go on to supply, okay, for his necessity and also the ministry that he's doing, so that he can meet the needs, okay, of others. So over here, I would say that Paul has one goal. His goal is to help others. He is motivated, okay, to help others who are poor and who are spiritually weak. So my question to all of us, what is your motivation? Verse 35 says, in all things I have shown you. He showed us the way. He is being smart, hardworking, and so on. He showed us the way. By working hard in this way, we must help the weak. What is your motivation this year? What will be your motivation for 2021? Well, your motivation will be saying to God, God, my goal for 2021 is to work so hard so that I can help others. Anyone? Oh, okay. Only me, okay. all right. Now, something that to think about, all right, what Paul has said as example, because he said, I have shown you, okay, the way. I believe many of you have done so. Thank you, okay, by all the way that you are given, okay, to the Lord. Let's look at what Paul continued to say. 1 Thessalonians 5:14, he says, "And we urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the idle," that means those who are lazy, doing nothing, "encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all." You know, sometimes, right, when we're trying to help someone, they just cannot change. But Paul says, be patient with them. Paul continued to write in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, that says, "Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need." So in other words, those who have none, we also got to encourage this person, that if you can change this person's mindset and so on, because Christianity is all about transformation, a changed life, a transformed life. Okay, we can turn the life of someone around and we can guide or disciple this person so that he can work, doing an honest work with his own hand, that he may have something to share with anyone in need. So you can see Paul's pure heart, okay, to work with his own hands, okay, to help others. In other words, Paul is saying, grow your means in order to support the others who are in need. Now, isn't it true that it's hard to be generous when we ourselves can't even support ourselves? True. So true. What Paul is challenging us is we got to work hard. Okay, you probably hear me say once before, work hard, be the hardworking person, but don't be a workaholic. Right? You know what a person's a workaholic? He works and work and never get rest. Or work and work, forget about everything and just work. But hardworking, you plan. You plan and you strategize. Okay, you know when to rest, when to work, when is the right time, okay, and so on. So the key, okay, to generosity in this case is to none other than to work hard. Okay, work hard. Work hard so that you can help others. But the other side of it, we got to take caution, because this morning in our morning breakfast group, we were saying that I was also telling them, we also got to be careful, because sometimes people take advantage. Okay, people who are good, they take advantage. Right? Wow, this one Christian. Okay, take advantage of him. So in other words, God has also asked us to be wise. What else? Okay, to be careful, to be watchful. Okay, when people come to you, okay, you got to be wise in all those. All right, now going to the third point, which is this question I'm going to ask first. Which is easier, get or give? Which is easier, get or give? Both has same posture, you know. Well, this is... Get means... Give... It's the same action but different direction. Give will be. Well, I think I need to do some kung fu. Okay, all right. Give and get. All right, now, friends. So with that, learn to get in order to give, like Robin Hood, like that, right? Now, so which are you? That brings me to the last point. The last point will be generous people are blessed, okay, by giving. What's the secret, okay, to be more blessed? The Bible tells us in verse 35, the second man says, remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. That means Jesus Christ did mention, okay, when he was with them. Now, it is more blessed to give than to receive. That is the key, okay, to be more blessed. You know, the word blessed in Greek is called makarios. I don't know, in any of your native language, you have the word makarios. Makarena got lah, huh? All right, now makarios. It means supremely blessed, joyful to give, become long, large, and extended. Wow. You have one. When you are blessed, you have two. When you, because it's the word means supremely blessed, become long and large. Your house, enlarge, because you are so blessed. Okay, when you learn how to give and to receive. Now, if you think that you are already blessed, there is a way to be blessed. And the key to this is none other than give. Now, when Jesus said that, it's a statement or a principle to counter our culture or society. Because in a society is what? When we will learn about when you give no more lah. When you give away, no more. So you must get, so they have more. This is how we grow up. But Jesus' principle to us is totally opposite. All right? Now, Proverbs 11, verse 24, 25, the New Living Translation, the paraphrase says that, give freely and become more wealthy. It's a total opposite principle that we have learned from young. It's a Jesus principle or God's principle is always, okay, to counter our thinking, our culture, okay, our society. So the Word of God says, when you give, you become more wealthy. Okay, nah. When you choose to be stingy, you lose everything. So with that, right, the world kind of economy is giving is losing, but keeping is gaining. But God's way or God's economy is giving is gaining, keeping is losing. You don't believe it? Go and try it. This is something that when you watch the TV, say, don't follow what the TV says, right? Now, this one, Jesus' principle that we can, okay, work on. Now, the very thing about our culture, mindset, or society is because of the carnal mind, okay, that we have. Like getting, when you get more. So isn't it true when there's something been offered for free, what will people do? They will go and get one, correct? No. They will go, not get one, get more. Get more. I got my father, mother, brother, sister, okay, grandfather, grandmother. They will get more than one. Okay, that's how greed, okay, among people. Now, have you ever heard about people saying, wow, I'm so blessed, lah. I'm so blessed, okay, with this, with that, wow, people giving to you, I'm so blessed. True. But which was the real principle? You will be more blessed if you are the one who is giving. Yes, you are blessed by receiving, but the one who is giving is more blessed. Amen. Now, let me tell you some stories that I grew up in a time where money not enough kind of family, right? I have a very good friend. This good friend will never allow me to pay anything. How many of you like a friend like that? So when I challenged him to pay, but he has already given. So I also learned the trick, all right? So before you order, you make sure you pay first. Okay, before that, all right, now. So at that time, I was just a student. And he will give me a figure that is far beyond that I could ever pay. So I say, how much? He'll give me a figure, lah, so I know that I can't pay him. All right. Let me tell you, he is so blessed today. Because he grew with that principle in his life. All right, he owns a house more like a bungalow, all right? Owns cars, you know, company. That he's so blessed, okay, in that sense, because he learned, okay, the principle of giving. Okay, good, amen? All right, now, so in that sense, how many of us want to be more blessed? Okay, hope more hands going up, all right, now. Now, it's not about just giving an offering. It's not just about coming to a place like give a pocket money, that kind of thing. No. Okay, you can do so. But when you move in the area of grace of giving, it really can change your life. Especially when you give, okay, to people where you know that they have no means to return you. That's the challenge, right? Now, giving that you know that you even don't have the means to do so unless you know that God is going to provide you. You know, when you know how to bring blessing to others, God will continue to bring blessings to you. When you know how to reach out to others, God will bring many more people to you so that you can reach them because you know that value. All right? Now, I have also a few occasions. I just wonder why, whether this face shows that come take money from me, all right? Okay, now, can you imagine that my house was opposite the mosque, all right? Now, many times I was trapped in the house without knowing, all right? Then I realized that, oh, I cannot drive my car out because in front of my house is all blocked by motorcycles and all those. So I have to wait, okay, for the Friday prayer to be over. So while I was thinking, oh, they are coming out. So I'm waiting for them to go and then I can and go back to office. So people can just walk up to the front. Hey, Jay, saya minta. few times they just came, okay, to us, okay, for so without hesitation, I just gave to them. I also have a case where I was somewhere in Pantai Jeraja, all right, the Jalan, not the Jalan Pantai Jeraja. One guy, I was about to enter, okay, my van, my car, and then a motorbike came. In Hokkien, can you help me? I said, what can I help you? Oh, police just stopped me. I need 20 ringgit to renew my road tax. Is it 20 ringgit? Who motorcycle? Okay, 20 ringgit. Two ringgit. I don't know why 20 ringgit. Okay, never mind. Maybe one day, maybe it's the driving license or something like that. Okay, he need 20 ringgit. I took my wallet. Oh, I have only one piece of 50 ringgit. I said, I have only one piece of 50 ringgit. He said, never mind, help me. So he take the 50 ringgit, I'll come back. So I was like, so he went, so I waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whether he will come back or not, my 50 ringgit. He came back. He came back and gave me 30 ringgit. Then he asked me, where do I work and all those. Then I said, I work in the church. But he said he will come, but I don't know, maybe he couldn't find me or something like that. Okay, I don't know. All right. Anyway, so stories like that, right? I'm sure that many of you have stories like that as well, all right, now. So Proverbs 11, verse 24, just now we read verse 24. 25 says, the generous will prosper. Wow. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. Now, the word prosper is very interesting. Prosper in Greek is dashat. Okay, no, dashen. It's to be fed. Some of you look really hoksiong, you know, they call hok. Okay. Our lingo is hok prosperous means like that, right? It's true. The word that prosper is dashen means to be fed, grow fed, become very prosperous. Friends, I pray that you will be prosperous. Not in the sense of like that fed, all right, but that's how, in naturally, if you have food to eat, you will grow, right? If not, then you're malnutrition. So with that, listen to this. Using that word, right? Why live a thin life when you can live a fat life? Friends, when you learn to be generous, Steve, this morning he says they are telling him to go gym, so he came and stand beside me. So he also saying that I was so fat. Okay, now. All right, now. So why live a thin life when you can live a fat life? All right, which means really prosper. Okay, of course, not the physical, but the other side of the physical. So by saying so, this can only happen when we know, okay, the principle, okay, of giving. 2 Corinthians 9, 7 and 8, I'd like to read this. You must each decide in your heart how much, okay, to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure. For God loves a person who gives cheerfully. And God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything you need and plenty left over to share with others. Wow, that's the principle. Okay, amen. So the generous will prosper. And I believe you have not heard of anyone became poor because he gave. God, anyone become poor because he gave? Because it's a privilege, okay, to give. When you give, you open up the windows of heaven. When you give, you open up the supernatural work of God, the miracle, okay, that God is going to do in your life, because giving is the attribute, okay, of God in our life. Okay, as I end, Jesus said this, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. With the measure you use, it will measure back to you. Remember when you buy anything, they try to put more air inside. When you buy a potato chip, it's all air inside. But when you open up, ayo, so little right now. Jesus' way is good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Because the same measure you give, the same measure is going to be given to you. I look up this word, will be put into your lap. So for their time, Jesus' time, they wear long robe. When somebody want to give them things, they will roll up, see him, and then they take home. All right? So that is the key. All right. So I'm going to end. Worship team, come up. So what are the keys to generosity? Forget self. Jesus first. Not that you forget until you not even want to buy yourself a shirt to wear right now. Or your shoe have holes, they're not even buying that. No, it shouldn't be that way, right? Now, second, work hard. Third, give cheerfully. Amen? That's the key to be more blessed. So what's the secret? Give. Now, just thinking about that, this Christmas, all of us has wish lists. Something that you can think about. Christmas is coming soon. Next month, you all Christmas series, all right now. Will you turn your wish list to a giving list? What do you all think? Something I want you all to think through, okay, this coming Christmas. Bless someone that you know that he or she can never pay you back. He or she can never, all right, return you with anything because it just can't, all right? This pandemic is the best time to bless someone. Amen. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I commit all of us into your hands. As we end this series, all that matters, we know everything matters to us, especially when it comes to dollar and cent. But Father, as we understand your principle, the key or the secret to a blessed life, to a more blessed life, is to choose to give. Jesus first, others second, me last. With that, Lord, I ask for joy of the Lord to permit every one of us in this coming Christmas. I give thanks once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand.